Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened. We're talking about all things healthcare, business, life, and community. I should have said community second. I like community.
I like it.
Yeah, Trey's like, I don't care. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We're also fortunate to bring on a variety of really cool guests, way smarter than you and I are, Trey. And today is no different. We have Randy Biesing, who I guess is the franchise owner. Is that the term? What's the term?
We'll say franchise owner.
I would say
franchisee.
Butt-kicking, cool mom, recent grandmother, my all friends.
All those things.
SBLY winner of the Jack's Chamber for the Health Council, et cetera, for any lab tests now.
Correct.
I think we're going to hit a lot of stuff. Healthcare for sure. Community, I think. Business and life. I want to just do life. But anyways,
we did do okay. It all.
We got to the intro.
Everything.
Any lab tests now. What do you do? What's the company?
Okay. So, any lab tests now. Franchise, 3 locations in Jacksonville. And it is, when we tell people what we do, they all say, that's really cool. So, any lab tests now is a lab collection facility. People can come in, order their own lab test, with or without a doctor's order. We provide that if you don't have one. We don't take insurance because insurance
sucks.
It sucks.
Well, I could say it.
Okay. And we don't need diagnosis codes because we don't take insurance. So you can come in and order what in the health you want to order from there, right?
What you want to order. That's a good shirt.
So we're going to offer people food allergy sensitivity testing, any type of clinical lab work your doctor orders for you. Then we get into some Jerry Springer kind of stuff like DNA paternity testing.
We're
going to
save that for the second half for
those
sure.
Those are fun. And then we do drug testing, B12 injections. So really anything that's going to get you healthy and help you take care of your own health.
Is it weird that we dated ourselves saying Jerry Springer? Like, who knows? Do you remember Jerry Springer?
Absolutely. Drama.
Healthier. We do a question, healthy or not healthy, the show Jerry Springer.
Totally healthy.
Healthy.
Especially if you need to kill some time.
Mental endless. Healthy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's balance.
So any lab test now to try to paint a picture, you paint a better picture. If you get blood drawn from LabCorp or Quest, that's what people think of.
Yeah.
Any lab test now is similar, I would say, but better.
I agree.
Only cleaner facilities, not trying to knock, no defamation lawsuits to Quest and LabCorp, but people come into your facility, draw blood for a variety of reasons.
Right.
100% cash pay. Are companies paying for this? Like, who are the people walking in the doors?
So our customers walking in the doors are going to be, I tell people, you go to Quest and LabCorp because you have insurance. You come to us because you don't. You can go there and it's very expensive. If you don't have insurance, you come to us to save money, save time, get the test you need. Not necessarily your doctor's going to order lab work based on what insurance will pay for and what diagnosis codes will cover. You can come to us outside of the box. We do a lot of functional medicine, referrals, chiropractors, people that are really looking to get their patient healthy outside of that clinical box. But yeah, so they come into our facility. It is very clean. My favorite thing for people to walk in and say, oh, it smells so clean in here. And I'm like, thank you. And then they're typically in and out within 10 minutes. So start to finish. Oh, wow. I want to do a little video for social media that actually shows somebody like on a speedy camera, like, hey,
I know a guy.
You can draw my blood. We'll come in, run the test.
And do the, actually, if they go online and fill out the consent form online and order their test online, they can even pay online. If they do that, they're in and out in like 2 minutes because our phlebotomists are amazing. We have an amazing team. And it's just customer centric. So they get to come in and get back to their life outside of getting their blood drawn.
He's ready.
Okay. So you have flat set rates for each service that you
offer. Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Yep. You can go online and see our pricing.
I did today.
Yeah.
Can you maybe list some of the prices or like?
So think about when was the last time, Trey, you had any blood work drawn for yourself? I love his eyes. I love Trey.
5 years ago, maybe.
Which,
I don't know.
Trey, you're doing
almost middle age. Like, yeah. This is like a oil check. Yeah, like, hey, man, your oil's probably 3,000 miles overdue.
probably.
What's your cholesterol? So the two basic ones I would say is a CBC.
Yep.
And a basic metabolic panel.
Yep.
Do you run both of those?
We do.
So what's that? What would that go for?
So I can give you a better deal than that. So an annual checkup panel is basic lab work that your doctor will order for you annually, and that is a CBC, a complete metabolic panel, hemoglobin A1C, TSH, prothyroid, and lipid panel. Those five tests are $129.
That's not bad at all.
Not
so they're about two.
Individually are $49 each, okay, if you just come in and get one. But we do panels just to encourage people to get a full panel of help.
Sure.
$129 for five tests.
Very reasonable. This conversation because our company, 212 Benefits, we work in employee benefits.
Right.
You know, God, I don't even want to talk about insurance, by the way. It drives me nuts.
We're not with her business.
But
that's irrelevant.
That's the I'm telling you, the direction I believe that healthcare is going is this, like, what is the cash price and how is that compared to me having insurance and paying the same price? If you go through insurance, your primary care physician says, we got to run these tests. They run it through your insurance. You're still going to pay anywhere from, on the low end, $25. That's after seeing a doctor, scheduling, LabCorp, going here, et cetera. On the high end, through insurance, the same test, probably $100.
Easy.
Versus people are taking control of their own health. I want to pay cash for this, $150.
Yeah.
I get, like, it's a $40 difference, doesn't matter. You get immediate results, whether you have a direct primary care, we talk about that, it doesn't matter. People are moving this direction. Even I love looking at Trey. Trey doesn't look at anything. Trey's like, I don't know any of this stuff.
Like our insurance, my wife and I, we do MediShare. So we are very comfortable with a lot of out-of-pocket costs to reach our deductible. So like when you're describing going in and paying cash, that's like right up our alley.
Right.
We would prefer that because I know our monthly is like ridiculously cheap. So
what's nice though, like with this, any lab test now, you roll in, you pay your... In and out, you get the results.
Trey gets Eric,
and I can take these. You can go to Dr. Google, which is dangerous, but you're whoever you're working with, you send that. There's no, like, you have the information. That's a big thing.
Right.
I like that. That's your basic stuff. Then you have a wide variety of other things.
We do. Over 8,000 lab tests. So
that's a lot.
Anything.
Are you? Is your client base mainly women or men, or is it a nice mix?
It's both. So we do comprehensive male panels for $239. You look at those five tests we talked about, their PSA, their testosterone, their DHEA. So you're looking at some male hormones included in there too. There's about 8 or 9 tests in there, I think. Then a female comprehensive panel or those things plus progesterone, estradiol, $329 for women. So you're really looking at a panel of tests that if you took that to Quest or LabCorp and paid cash for them, you're
going to get in trouble for this.
Quest or LabCorp. They say, the guys in the big green box. You probably are looking at $500 or $600, $700. My favorite example for people, and it's such an important test, vitamin D. Everybody should know what their vitamin D level is. And if you go to Quest with your insurance and you've had your vitamin D ran before through your insurance, they will only cover it once. And then Quest will send you a lovely bill for about $260 for your vitamin D. Or you can just come to any lab test now and get a vitamin D for $79.
Let's go.
And then you
just... What is a healthy vitamin D level?
Really, you want it above 50.
Okay.
So mine kind of teeters around 50 in the summer. It's better because I'm out in the sun a lot more. But this is Heart Health Month, Trey, so you should probably...
It is. We're February, and it's a big one. Do you work with the American Heart Association at all?
We do.
Okay.
I actually used to do a lot of work with them several years ago. My background part of this was in cardiology, so I did a lot of work with American Heart. A couple of my cardiology friends were co-chairs for AHA.
They've been on a few times.
Yeah.
How often are you testing yourself?
So I test myself twice a year.
Full everything?
Full
or?
Panel twice a year because I go to an endocrinologist for a little thyroid issue. And then I pretty much do all my lab work through him. And then at one of those visits, I use that same lab work and go to my primary care physician. But to your point about insurance, I want to touch on this.
Let's do it.
This is the experience. So after leaving my corporate job prior to opening this business.
What was the corporate job real quick?
I worked in pharmaceuticals for a little bit. My last job was pharmaceutical sales.
Okay.
Prior to that, I did a lot of business development, startup stuff. I kind of got the band back together with some old colleagues that I worked with previously. Cool little companies, specialty company, had a great product. Company's now defunct, but that's another
bit hard.
So hold on. But the insurance was really good there. So I stayed there for a lot longer than I should have because the health insurance was really good. Left that job, went into the marketplace and got health insurance. So I show up to my endocrinology appointment, who I've been going to for 25 years. And I've always had a PPO, so I just go in, I pay my $40 copay, and I go back, no big deal, have an ultrasound on my thyroid that day. So I get there, and she said, do you have your authorization? And I said, no.
Your prior auth?
Do you have your prior authorization? No. She goes, you have an HMO. And I said, okay, well, I don't have that. I've been coming here for 25 years. I've never had that. I'll just pay cash. So my copay with my HMO crappy insurance to help marketplace was $175 copay, and then I had to have an ultrasound that day, so that was an additional $100. So my cost with my health insurance that day was $275, but I didn't have my prior authorization, so I wasn't going to get to see the doctor. And I said, "What's the cash price? I'll just pay the cash price. I'm here, guy's busy. I'm not going to get in for 6 more months. $150 cash price, including the ultrasound." I'm like, just forget I have insurance. Like, I'm just not ever going to tell anyone I have insurance.
Yeah.
I like this stuff. Trey's over there like, goodness gracious, we're talking about insurance and healthcare again.
Well, hey, man, we're in the thick of it. So
that is a great example. Our 212 Benefits, company, this building, sponsors this show. That's what we do. We provide health insurance, employee benefits for small companies. We try to educate and explain that I live in this world. Right. This happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was sick. It was a month ago. I went to urgent care, like fever, all this. I'm like, I got to see, do I have flu, COVID, something? What can I do about it? I walk in the door with, I have a high deductible health plan, HSA. I know all the stuff. With my insurance and HSA, guess what my visit was walking in the door?
$175.
$250.
Guess what?
Guess what the cash price was?
$125.
$115.
Guess what? You could have just come to any lab test now and gotten a flu A, flu B COVID test
for $129
with no doctor's order. We provide that. And you just come get tested. And then you know if you have flu A, flu B. And then we have a telehealth service that we can connect you with if you need medication.
Who's your telehealth
COVID,
service?
You just go home and go to bed, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So we do all the testing. We do respiratory testing. We do STD testing.
STD testing. Yeah,
we can do all that.
So you said you guys are up to 3 locations. Is that correct?
We are.
You are. Where was your first ever location?
Our first ever location was about a mile from here, over on San Jose Boulevard. Not even.
That's like less than a mile.
Literally a jump across.
Sorry. This is live in the radio studio.
I'm
kidding.
20 minutes that way. So our first location was on San Jose Boulevard in the Caraba Shopping Center. We opened there in February of 2019. Okay. 8 months later, we had an opportunity to purchase. There was one existing Lab Test Now in Jacksonville when we came into the market. There were 3 territories. 2 were empty. 1 had an existing owner. We bought the 2 empty territories. The first we opened on San Jose. 8 months later, the franchise contract was up on the previous owner. They did not renew. So we bought his territory, and it was almost at break even. Had some struggles there at the end. We bought that in October of 2019, so 8 months later, which leads me to my husband leaving his corporate job, thinking he was going to dip his toes into our family business and then cannonballed into
here
the deep
is.
End. And
here, now what's your husband's name?
Lloyd.
Shout out, Lloyd.
And so he came on and we bought this other business. And then we had to relocate it because the owner had moved it to a non-compliant location. So we relocated it and we opened there February 1st, 2020. Wow. And then March 2020 happened and we were like, oh Lord, what did we do? Like, here we are with this 5-year lease on a new building, everything shut down. We didn't know, like, what were we going to do? Well, we started doing COVID testing. So that was kind of a blessing for us and the community of Jacksonville, because I don't know if you remember how long the lines were at Regency to get a COVID test, but we have well patients, right? So the sick people were sitting in line at Regency. We had people who were traveling for work, for
conferences. Maybe.
You had to get a COVID test to go anywhere, right? And we were like, well, I don't want to go to this
waiting a,
you know,
2-hour line
care spot and with all the sick people. So they would come to us and get well people COVID testing. So we did a lot of well testing for COVID to people for travel. You'd be shocked at how many people were going on missionary trips to other countries. And so we would do tons of people going on missionary trips. Tebow Foundation was going to Philippines.
Yep.
We actually did their group for COVID testing so they could get on a plane and go to the Philippines. So
Randy B seeing any lab tests now. I just want to keep saying that once in a while. I love this model, right? So
it's a great model.
Trey, I love calling Trey out because you don't do this. I think every once you hit as a male, let's say 30, 35 for sure, 40 is a must. Once a year you should run some blood tests. Excellent. Just be like, hey, what's that's not good. Oh, that's normal. Like you really should. Not giving you medical advice here.
You're just looking out for a friend.
He's like, you haven't done it forever.
Just recommend comprehensive male panel, 239. Looks at some hormones. It looks at your cholesterol, your blood count, your hemoglobin.
Oh, hey, that's not good. I can fix this. Oh, hey, that's not good. I can't fix this. I need help here.
Do you, okay, so you've got three locations. Are there hot items / services that maybe thrive in different areas of the town?
Absolutely.
Can you maybe?
STD test.
The beach. The beach loves STD tests.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have a location at Atlantic and Hodges in the Publix Shopping Center. And we do a lot of STD tests.
More than any other location?
It's a lot. There, yeah. So, wow. You know, it's always great when you wake up like on Friday morning and you look at the schedule of people coming in, and overnight you got all these appointments scheduled at like 3 a.m. And you're like, what'd you get into last night that all of a sudden you signed up for an STD test at 8 a.m.?
Let me ask this question. If they, so Thursday night, big go out night, Friday night, big go out night.
Bars.
So they schedule it at 2, 3 in the morning Thursday. Yes. That tells me they might have had some sexual activity Thursday.
Might have had some.
Are they going to test positive by Friday morning?
Probably not.
That's what I'm saying.
So
like,
they panic, though. They get home and they're like, oh my God, and they panic. And so they get online and then they'll usually not show up because they overslept. They missed that 8 a.m. appointment.
Still hungover. Yep.
You know, or we'll text them or send them a message like, hey, you know, exposure.
You're positive for chlamydia.
48 hours, whatever. You might want to kind of wait. But so we do actually a lot of STD testing in a variety of ways. So we do oral STI testing, which is now all through the mouth. Now we do regular by blood. For females, we can actually do rapid testing in the office for gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomoniasis. If you want to talk about aging yourself, have a 22-year-old come in and say, hey, do you think you might, you know, have been exposed to trichomoniasis? And they're like, what is that?
What's that mean?
I have no idea. Like in the 80s and 90s, that was huge. Like that was gonorrhea chlamydia now. So
the oral test, you can test for all STDs orally?
For all STDs orally. And then you can do also by blood and urine. And we do HPV testing. A lot of people don't know HPV testing is available for men. So we can do that in the office as well. In fact, we had a girl come in that said, you know, my boyfriend got HPV testing and his doctor said that that's not even a thing. And I'm like, well, your doctor needs to update. It was actually the nurse.
Your doctor's an idiot.
Update themselves because it is available and we sell it. And he's positive, by the way. No,
oh,
kidding.
Lordy.
I want to go. So, I think next half we go all fun stuff.
Yeah.
What, you're saying it hasn't been fun so far?
I'm not saying like, I just want to talk about the STD testing and family life. Face. I want to make Randy cry. That's my goal.
You're not going to make me cry.
I will.
And you're not going to make me cry.
I want you to talk about your son. You'll definitely cry every time you said.
I'm not talking about my kids. I'm going to cry.
Kids, yeah. I'm
no,
kidding.
Kids.
So any lab test now, again, I love this business model. I think a lot of people are going cash pay. You could spend, as a family, 20 on average, 23K a year for benefits. Absolutely. Maybe your business covers it. How do you spend wiser? This is one of many ways.
Many ways. We also take health savings account.
HSA money.
HSA correct. Money. So you've got some dollars built up there. I think a couple of the cool tests we do are food allergy and sensitivity testing.
There's a
and
lot.
Now we're doing GI biome. GI biome is going to be
exploding.
A huge explosion. So we have a GI IQ test. So it looks at GI biome. But food sensitivity is really like people think, oh, allergies, and they think about having those needles stuck in their back to see what they react to. Now it's just a simple blood test. But food sensitivity is more popular than allergy testing because you can eat strawberries and bananas and almonds and all healthy things. And if you're sensitive to those things, they can make you sick and they can give you inflammation and GI issues and stomach issues. And then you do this test and you find out like, oh, I've been eating healthy and it's killing me. So
and you cut out these
three. Cut out this.
You know, Stephanie Dale?
I do. I love.
So she Stephanie Dale. We love shout outs.
Store.
She will give a shout out. You want to like testimonials matter.
Yes.
Stephanie Dale went on and on and on about running some tests through you that changed her life.
Yes. No, it did. And I actually, so our youngest daughter, starting in high school, started having a lot of issues. And we went gluten-free with her. We went to the urologist. We did colonoscopies, endoscopies. And if you want to talk about putting a 17-year-old girl through that, that was mortifying.
A lot.
Didn't own the business at the time. So she and I were going on a cruise and I said, you know what? We're going to eat gluten-free the weekend. Let's see what happens. And it changed her life. Sent her away to school. She went to LSU. Everything they have has corn in it, right? Like they love corn in Louisiana. And she came home on Christmas and so we did own the business then. And I said, let's just do this full panel workup on her. So we did the food sensitivity and her number one sensitivity was corn. And we,
this is your daughter,
my youngest daughter. And so we cut,
at she 18, cut out all 19-ish. The
things. She was a freshman in college. So she cut out all the things on the sensitivity. She's a very focused, driven person, takes great care of herself, works out in the gym every day, eats healthy, was eating healthy things, but these healthy things weren't agreeing with her. And so she cut them all out and it was like night and day. So now she says, you know, if I want to eat pizza, I just get gluten-free pizza,
yep.
You know, but she's pretty good about monitoring those things. But yeah, it's life-changing. I mean, a lot of those tests, and it doesn't mean you can't have those things ever again. You just get them out of your system and then you slowly start introducing them back into your system. But somewhere in there, do a GI biome test and see what your gut health is.
I like
that'll really
you do not. Like I'll run tests. I just did mine Monday of this week. It had been a couple of years. Like I need to know where am I at? What's good? Yeah. What's bad? You got to retest. About a minute left till the commercial break. Any shout outs we missed? Do you want to shout out to anybody?
I want to shout out to Steph Dale.
And Steph Dale!
Tuck. Go tucking.
I love it.
We did that.
I love it.
Beer tour with her with my kids a couple years ago.
Gold.
It was great. Yeah. Steffi's awesome.
Second half,
she's a new grandma.
She's a new grandma too. That's right.
Her son got married like 2 weeks before my daughter and the kids born at the same time.
That's cool.
Shout out Chef Steph Dale. Randy Biesing, any lab tests now? That's what the hell just happened. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. If you're catching us on the radio show, you missed the first half. Good news is it's available on your favorite podcast platform under What the Hell Just Happened. If you're catching us on the podcast, there are no commercials, right?
No.
Like no.
A slight cut.
We could probably fill in commercials. Anyways, sorry. Randy Biesing, franchise owner of Any Lab Test Now, local franchise here in Northeast Florida. Blood test, STD testing, drug testing, DNA test, lots of testing, pretty cool. Cash pay, which I love, no insurance. We talked a little bit about that. I want to touch on that some more. I think we're going to have fun the second half, though. We might go completely off the rails.
We can go off the rails.
We did in the commercial break. I love the commercial break. So, but before that, healthy or not healthy?
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy? We already asked this. The show Jerry Springer.
Not healthy.
What do you got?
50-50.
50-50?
We'll leave it at that.
Healthy or not healthy infomercials?
Not healthy.
Healthy or not healthy STD testing in college?
Very healthy.
Healthy or not healthy owning a franchise?
Healthy.
Healthy or not healthy managing people?
Oof. Healthy for some.
Healthy or not healthy managing people for Randy Beesing?
Not healthy.
Not healthy? Okay.
Sales and marketing.
Hey, biz dev. Healthy or not healthy being a grandma?
Super healthy.
Is it your favorite thing in the world?
My favorite thing in the world.
Let's talk about it. Forget work. You glow
Let's
when you talk about
Cooper.
So you have two daughters, 33 and 28, you said.
I do.
And a son.
I have a bonus son who bonus just son turned 30 in January.
33,
30, 28. Yep.
So I have 10, 8, 6. You have
7, 4, and 2.5.
We love parent talk and advice, by the way. Like, what do you got, mom? What do you got?
I don't know.
So you, we'll talk about then the business. Any lab test now?
Let's just say they all turned into healthy adults.
Again, like, mom, you did good. Success. So you
yeah, they're good kids.
Business career, your husband, you'd mentioned worked for
Availity.
Mm-hmm. Was he there for how long?
Almost 15 years.
15 years while kids were in college, high school.
I think they were elementary. My daughters were 5 years apart, so probably elementary, middle school until college.
Young enough than that. And then
yeah.
Your husband joined us. Well,
out of college.
The entrepreneur world.
Yeah.
Let's talk about momming and dadding. Kids growing up before we get to grandkids, because that makes you glow.
Yeah. The kids make me glow. You were trying to make me cry. If you talk about my kids, I might cry.
I don't want you to. I was kidding. If you cry naturally, that's okay. Before we record, I said
it's just out of passion and love. That's fine.
I love this. You've been clearly a great mom. I hear you talk about your kids. Yeah. Your daughter just called you in the commercial
break. She did. She missed it. She was on the commercial break. She went to the breakfast yesterday morning.
The SBOI one?
Yeah, she did.
So my parents went to mine.
Yeah.
I almost cried for that too.
Yeah, it was nice.
Any lab tests? So you biz dev forever, worked in healthcare. Husband was in ops.
He was the director of operations for Availity. So he managed people. That's his healthy, my not healthy.
You want to sell and produce.
I do. I love selling startups, business development, talking to people, customers. That's my forte. I want to be everybody's friend in the office.
What's it like working with your spouse?
It's good. It's
We
have it. I'll tell
that
you.
That wasn't delayed. That was delayed.
Okay. So in all fairness, the last 7 weeks, our operations manager has been on maternity leave. So we have worked.
Congrats to
her beautiful little baby girl. But the 7 weeks that she was out required the two of us to be in the same store a lot. And our golden rule is don't spend too much time together during the day. You got three locations to choose from. You pick one, I'll pick the other.
Rotate.
And staying in your own lane, right? So he's operations, I'm sales and marketing. And I am the clinical person. So that does kind of dabble into the operations side of it a little bit. But with her being out, I was in operations a lot. I was in the stores a lot. And so by the time we got home, we were like, oh, God.
I don't want to see you.
I know. What are we doing for dinner? Like,
what are you doing for dinner? Because I'm doing this for dinner.
I'm going out with my girlfriends. What are you doing? So, yeah, no. But we do, you know, we are yin and yang, and our personalities are completely different.
Healthy.
I'm very extroverted. He's very introverted.
Healthy.
It is very healthy. But we just – I kind of laugh. Yesterday morning, actually, in the morning, we're even not on purpose. It's just this timed thing we have that he gets in the shower and then well, let me preface that. He goes to the bathroom and I get in the shower, and then I get out of the shower and he gets in the shower, and I blow dry my hair while he's in the shower, and I'm literally filling up my blow dryer when he gets out of the shower. So we're just out of each other's way.
Well, you have this time down.
After 34 years, we just kind of have
nice.
It.
I was going to say, that's right? actually but impressive.
I was kind of laughing at myself yesterday. I was like, but every single morning we're timed. I don't know if he waits for me to turn the blow dryer off, turn the shower water off. Maybe he does, but we just kind of have it down to
the well-oiled machine.
It is. We go grocery shopping. Like, I push the cart, he's putting the food in. You know, it's just the system that we've developed over 34 years.
Hashtag healthy.
Oh, it is healthy. So there's just little things that you kind of realize after so many years together that you just do those things, right?
I want to go back to any lab test now.
What's something you know you could do immediately to take them off?
Yes. Great question.
On purpose.
Oh,
or vice versa. So or one thing he does, I know mine. So if I go to my wife and say, calm down, chill out.
Oh God, if I
take a chill pill, relax. Yeah. Any one of those terms.
Yeah.
I'll do it on purpose just for fun. Be like, hey, you need to chill out. And I'm covering my face. Like, I know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a little bit OCD. Like, everything is like, if I spring things on him or like mix things up, like, don't do that to him. Don't. And his favorite thing is for me, he's like, what do you want to do for dinner? I don't know. What do you want to do? He said, why do I always have to decide? And I'm like, it's just this ongoing conversation, right? But yeah, so I think, you know, I don't know. There's probably a lot of things I do to get on his
34 years. That's good. Do you have one that you know, like, will drive your wife nuts?
If I always just make, like, a bold statement, like, you always do that, or that just drives her insane.
Oh, like, this always happens?
This is always happening, even though it's not. Yeah. You know.
I've been married, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, I'm 13 years married. Yeah. Kids. That's like, we love advice from any side, parenting, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think for work, we just stay out of each other's way. Like, he does operations finance. I hate that stuff. I do sales and marketing.
I respect that so much.
So we just, it's a good complement to each other. Like, I do my thing, he does his.
When you have spouses that can work together, and we'll go back, let's dive into any lab test now, that you can't have two of the same people, right? You do this job, I do it's the same as a marriage.
Right. He cooks, I do the dishes. He does the yard work, I do the laundry. Oh, he's a phenomenal cook.
Shout out to him. Yeah. I stink
at what's for dinner? Let's go.
Phenomenal cook. I don't know. During the week, we don't cook a lot just because we get home late.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, on two Sundays ago, he did smothered steak, like a Cajun smothered steak. And this past Sunday, because our youngest daughter and Steven come over on Sundays for family dinner.
Oh, they live here, love it.
And so Sunday he cooked grilled out steaks, which that's always good. He's a grill master.
The grill master. Yeah.
But he does gumbo and
All the things.
When we lived in Louisiana for a couple of years, and he really learned how to cook a lot of stuff.
Where in Louisiana did you live?
We lived in Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow.
Good in the heart of LSU, which is how our youngest daughter was born there. And I swear, when they're born at Baton Rouge, they inject tiger blood in them at the hospital, because that kid always knew her whole life she was going to LSU. We moved to Jacksonville before she turned two, and her entire life she was going to go to LSU.
Good LSU. I almost went there, by the way. I don't know that.
Have there been any games there? I'm sure.
Yes, and it's night so games? Fun. Night games are the best.
Insane. Not healthy.
Not healthy.
Not healthy. Not healthy. LSU night games, not healthy.
Tailgating, not healthy.
Are you a tailgater?
Love to tailgate.
Oh, man.
Love to tailgate.
Are you a Jags fan?
Yes, absolutely. Got to support Jags.
Let's go back. We got to get some more any lab test now stuff, because I love what you're doing. I really do.
Yeah.
So many is a variety of things in your, I would say you're growing and evolving.
We are.
Northeast Florida, right? So it's a franchise model.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about franchising. Do you pay any lab test now? It's a national corporation.
You do. So you pay a franchise fee to buy a territory. And then as that territory is doing business, you pay royalties on your revenues to the franchise. But in those revenues, are in that royalty, you get support from them for marketing, for some operations. Like, we have a business coach. Shout out to Melanie. She's amazing.
Melanie!
I don't know.
She's amazing. Keeps me on track. Lets me vent sometimes. but yeah, so they're, you know, they do offer some supportive services, IT, different things like that. So
do you, I don't know the franchise model. Some people love it, some hate it. I don't know if you can say this or not. Do you like your franchise?
I do. Okay. I do.
Some, so, I hate to say it, like some,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
So
you're like a spotlight too. You've told me like you get asked to speak at events. You've done well.
So this year I was fortunate enough to be named Outstanding Franchisee for the year for our franchise. So that was a little, I was a girl, right? Couldn't do it without my husband. I was like, both of our names should be on the crystal, but yeah, so that was an honor too. But, you know, I think you have to, if it's a Chick-fil-A that, you know, that's a well-oiled machine, right? Like, don't go in and try and tell management how to run Chick-fil-A. Yeah. They've got it down to the
so you have no input. Room. Yep.
Yeah.
Which
no
again,
employee
is good.
Tell them you're going to improve it. our franchise will absolutely listen. So we have different committees or councils that, you know, I sit on the professional medical professionals committee. Not that I'm a medical professional, but I've got a lot of business development and sales side of it. And then I'm on there with nurses and doctors, and we talk about new product lines and different things like that to bring to the franchise. I am just now going to join our training committee. Sorry, honey, I hadn't told you that yet. just joined the training committee. That's a new one. And I, you know, opened that can of worms myself because I said we have all these new franchisees coming on that I personally came from this world. This franchise was in my wheelhouse, which is why we did it. And it made sense because I always worked in diagnostics and labs, and I
understood
the footprint, right? Yep. So I do some of the vetting for the franchise for potential new franchisees, and they'll get on the phone with me and say, hey, we're thinking about opening a franchise. And I'm like, what do you do? And they're like, well, I worked in a restaurant. And I'm like, so you never worked in healthcare? Did you own the restaurant? No, I was the manager. I'm like, okay. So you kind of go through those like vetting processes where you find people who are good candidates for the business and not. For us, it was a perfect fit. But yeah, I think for us, you get involved in the franchise because as our franchise is growing and we continue to be Franchise Business Review top 500, some great honors there. They're still trying to figure out a lot of the pieces sometimes. Like, we have a phenomenal marketing team. Our CEO is great. Our CEO is like so into AI, and she's really such an inspiration to talk about AI. She's really kind of taken off with that. So that's her big forte right now. She's incorporating that into our franchise. Lloyd and I sit on the Franchise Advisory Council. So you do that for 2 years. So that's just kind of different franchisees that meet four times a year with the C-suite for the franchise and talk about developmental things and where we're lacking. And so, you know, so we're involved. We like the franchise.
But you have input.
Involved because we have a lot of input.
Versus no input.
Right. And there's people that have been franchise owners for almost 20 years that they're
for any lab tests now
at really? This point.
Oh yeah. They're jaded.
They don't want to update their stores.
We've done it this way for years.
This technology and then, and it's fine. But that's okay. You're going to have those.
Do you and your husband have a goal of how many of these you'd like to own?
So
is it, let me counterpoint to that question.
Sorry. Yeah.
Is it locations or number of belly buttons coming through? I love the business side. Yeah, I love healthcare. Yeah. We'll talk about revenue, all the stuff. Is it number of locations or belly buttons coming through the doors of the locations you have?
Kind of both. So I think once you have so many belly buttons coming through the door, you need to expand into another location, not to overwhelm your staff. We are very fortunate to be in the situation we're in Jacksonville. So I'll use kind of Orlando as an example. There's five NE Lab Test Nows in Orlando and five owners, right? So they have to
separate
play
owners.
Nice in the sandbox. Geez. And you do almost compete nice? Against each other. They actually do.
Do they play nice?
They do. Like okay. They've been doing it long enough. Three or four of them have been doing it long enough. They kind of, you know, get together and decide this is our price for this test. They don't price compete with each other. But to a degree, you're still going to compete.
Yep, sure.
So in Jacksonville, when we bought the two vacant territories and then the existing territory became available and we bought it, now we own the Jacksonville market. So we don't really compete with other franchise owners. So that's been good for us. So there initially were three territories. The fourth location that we're opening is going to split our South territory because nobody really understands what Jacksonville looks like on a map when you tell them, like, our South territory was Mandarin and Orange Park. And yeah. I'm like, that's
too different.
Nobody could drive over the Buckman if they don't have to, right? So we're going to split that, and we're going to have a fourth territory made out of Clay County, and then our original is in South. So we'll do that. The goal really, original goal was maybe five or six total locations in Jacksonville. Kind of franchise rules, they have to be, I think it's 11 miles, 20 minutes. That's easy to do in Jacksonville. 20-minute traffic is easy.
That's nothing.
That's good. They do that, though.
So we could still do one in Yulee, or we could do one. We did have one at the airport exit for 2 years, and that was not our demographic. We relocated to Murray Hill last year. So just February now has been 1 year. We've been there. Phenomenal move. Great place to be. Regentrification
Murray Hill
area.
Yep. Growing.
A lot of those people are, you know, taking care of their own health, don't like to go to the doctor, but don't want to be sick. They, you know, love organic testing, love STD testing. Eric's favorite thing to talk about.
Oh, my God.
And DNA testing. We do a lot of DNA testing.
Randy B. seeing any lab tests now. I'm going to keep saying that over and over and over. So wide gamut of tests. What do you test the most? Forget collectively of all of it. Is it your basic metabolic panel, your CBC?
I would say annual checkup panel. So those five tests we talked about, your CBC, CMP, lipid, TSH, and hemoglobin A1C.
That's the biggest, the bulk
those of... Those five we sell
the bulk
most
of things.
Yeah.
So if you are a human being, now let's talk about like who needs to know about you that doesn't know about you? Where do you live? How are you finding this stuff? Like, who should walk in your doors?
Anybody that needs a lab test that doesn't have insurance or their insurance doesn't want to cover it. Anyone that went to the beach bars on the weekend and may have had a little too much fun. We have people who think they got roofied at the bar. And they can come in and get drug tested.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Is that pretty
common?
It's okay. We've done more than one.
We've done more than one.
We have one currently out there. People going through custody battles, and they think one of the spouses is their drug user or whatever. We do drug testing by hair, fingernails, hair, and blood.
Is it legally like... You can court order drug tests?
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of court ordered, so we do that.
I didn't know this.
You could do that. The other fun thing to talk about, infidelity testing. So we have people who will bring their wife's underwear or their husband's underwear and test specimen.
For like semen?
On there. So if it's a woman's underwear and the husband brings it in, you test it for viability, like, is this semen, and
is it my semen.
You can compare it,
dude.
And we
should have talked about this the whole time.
Jerry. Told you, Jerry Springer all day long. And then if you know, women can bring their, we've had a woman bring her husband's boxers in before, like she kind of knew there was a thing going on between
him
and
his... Do you swab it with like a
Q-tip?
We
send it off to a lab. So okay. We have them bring in the boxer, and they either take a Sharpie and circle what they want tested, or they cut that section out. But they have to circle like wherever the specimen is they want tested. And then we put it in a brown paper bag and ship it off to the lab. And then they compare it to their own DNA.
What's the weirdest person that has ever walked in your doors that you were there for?
Oh, there's
where you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's That probably was one that I will just say she probably married for money. And the husband with money brought in a couple of pairs of her underwear.
Like walked in multiple pairs of underwear.
Like in brown bags. Like, I want this one tested, this one tested, this one tested. Yeah.
By the way, they do blood draws, all the other stuff. This is Jerry Springer stuff.
This is Jerry Springer.
And you mail these off.
We send them off to the lab.
What's the price for that?
Is it like $100 per pair of underwear?
It's off the top of my head, I feel like it's somewhere between $400 and $700, okay, depending on what we're testing. Yeah, no, it's expensive. It's expensive.
Yeah, but Buddy wants to know.
Yeah, wow. And he will pay.
Did you get the results back?
We've gotten results back.
I'm saying this dude,
his DNA. We did get one back. Oh, this is a good one. We got one back that was almost his DNA, which means it was probably his son.
Oh, dimly. No.
We got that one back. Yeah, that's been one. So yeah, there's some things that happen. So we have a new employee, Jamie. She's amazing. Shout out to Jamie.
Yeah.
And she's been there. This is her third week. And I said to her yesterday, are you sure you signed up for this? She goes, I love it. Like, she's seen the seen things I've never seen in 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so cool. She's so laid back and chill and like nothing phases her. And then the person will leave and I'm like, what? And she's like, man. Like, she just gets this look on her face. It's so funny. But she's so chill. You never see her sweat.
So
funny.
Oh my gosh, time. We got a couple minutes left. Randy Beesing, any lab tests now? SBLY nominee for the Jackson Chamber Health Council. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any lab tests now? Three locations so far, about to have their fourth. They do some really cool stuff. Check out their website, which is
www.anylabtestnow.com/Jacksonville.
Oh, easy.
That will get you there.
Don't take insurance. I love it. A lot of people are going cash price. You can test many things, including your cheating spouse's underwear. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yes.
We got a couple minutes left. Let's talk family. Because I think I respect good moms, good dads. You are an incredible mom.
Thanks.
What are you most proud of as a mom?
Honestly, like they grew. I kind of joke that they made it out of their teen years without ending up in jail or rehab. Is that too much of a goal?
That's realistic.
It is, right? No, they're great kids. So my oldest daughter has her master's degree. She's a licensed clinical social worker. Currently works for the Veterans Administration and does mental health counseling on veterans.
That's intense.
Very cool.
Yep.
And then our youngest daughter, has had a spectacular career in a very short time. Graduated from LSU in 3 years. She's super smart. Thought she wanted to go to law school. I said, don't go to law school until you go work in a law firm and decide you want to be a lawyer, because that's a lot of work. So she went to work in a law firm and went in the marketing department. And that cool law firm was, they're the law firm for the New Orleans Saints. The LSU Athletics, so they have like a whole lot of
fun things. Cool stuff.
You know, was like building houses for humanity with Cam Jordan and Michael Thomas and cool people like that.
Yep. Big names.
So now she works for, they own an ad agency out of Nashville, so she works for their ad agency and does brand strategy. And she's now pregnant, so I have grandbaby number two. Piper. And and then I have my bonus son who came into our house about, she's going to make a crop, came into our house about 17 years old.
He's 30 now.
Just turned 30, got engaged September.
Shout out.
Super cool kid. Came home with, you know, a group of friends with my youngest daughter, group of kids walked in and she went to Bishop Kenny. And so kind of all the kids' parents all know each other. And this 6'4" kid walks in and I'm like, hey, who's that? She's like, oh, no, mom, I think he plays on the basketball team. It's like, okay. And then turns out he didn't play basketball. He played football. And so ended up with a scholarship to Florida and played there for 4 years and graduated and met a really nice young lady there. They were friends in college because I didn't really let him date in college because
smart.
Girls like athletes for the wrong reasons. Huh. And he never really wanted to go into the NFL. So his goal was to get a degree and go find his thing. And so started dating Ashley during COVID. He had moved to Orlando and he coincidentally moved down the street from her grandmother, and they kind of reconnected during COVID. So now they're in Miami. She's finishing up residency to be a urologist, and he works for a company in cybersecurity.
Oh, nice.
So wedding on the way, baby on the way.
You are killing it.
Grandbaby 4 months old yesterday.
Opening some more locations.
Yep.
It's busy. Our house is
I would
busy.
Say congratulations on SBLY. That's cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Any Lab Test Now, which is awesome. Everyone check it out. If you're not familiar with it, you should. Congratulations on being, I would say, a good wife because you complimented your husband. But the mom and grandmaing?
Yeah, that's where I thrive.
That is a plus. That's Brandi Beesing, Any Lab Test Now. That's what the hell just happened!